Welcome back to the Saturday Splash here on 94.5 WGTK The Answer. We are talking policy today. A little light of the post-election, whatever feelings you're feeling. We can all agree that environmental policy has done wonders at protecting our natural resources, and I'm thankful for it. I'm grateful. Let's talk about some local policies here in Greenville. Of course, as you may or may not know, listeners, here at the Soil and Water Conservation District, we are very passionate about stormwater. So passionate that we get to teach about it every day. So passionate, we have no choice but to teach about it thanks to government mandates.
So passionate that we have a radio show every week to talk about it.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
So why is it important? Why do I care? I am Jane Q. Citizen out there in Greenville County and maybe living in a urban or suburban environment. Why is policy on protecting stormwater runoff important to me?
Do you like clean water?
I'm going to say yes.
Okay. Yeah. That's why it is important. Do you like to drink clean water?
Oh, definitely. I have some right beside me.
Oh, that does look clean. All right. Do you like to bathe in clean water?
Most of the time, yes.
Usually. Well, it's clean when it starts anyway.
Do you count Lake Hartwell as clean?
Do you count Lake Hartwell as a bath?
Well, my dogs do. That's
okay. Okay. Then yes, that's fine. Whether you like to drink clean water, swim in a clean lake, eat food grown with clean water, clean water is important for everybody down the line. So here in Greenville, we try really hard to protect our stormwater. Of course, as a reminder, you know, stormwater is just any water that is falling from the sky, water from a storm. My elementary school students like to, what? Stormwater? I don't know what that... Storm? Water. Water from a storm. But just seeing the revelation on their faces is great.
Compound words.
Can we do our rain dance? Because it's been about a month and a half since I've seen anything like storms.
It's been a little dry here.
We had mist water about a week and a half ago, you know, 2 weeks, I guess.
So what might happen, since speaking of the fact that we are in this extreme drought, what might happen once it does rain? Is that going to have some sort of an impact on our stormwater runoff?
See, right now, all different kinds of pollutants, things like litter, things like dog poop, oil, pesticides, herbicides, any kind of pollutants. Oh, yeah, definitely sediment. Any kind of pollutants. They're sitting there on the ground right now, and they're piling up. As soon as our first big rain event hits, all of that pollution is going to get washed away into our waterways. And here in Greenville, we're very fortunate. Most of our water comes from a protected watershed, which is essentially at the top of a mountain, which means there's not a lot upstream to pollute it. However, not everybody in our listening area, not everybody in our country is in such a good situation like that. So, for example, Greenwood down south of us, they get their water from Lake Greenwood. Lake Greenwood is fed by the Reedy River, and the Reedy River is a lot of pollution ends up in the Reedy River and other rivers in the area. So
we all live downstream.
We do. Even though our water here in Greenville may be clean, that does not mean the water just south of us is quite as clean as ours. So it's very important to not only for ourselves, but for our neighbors maintain a clean water.
You were talking about our pristine watershed that's protected up in the mountains. And, you know, that was one of the reasons with the current wildfires that are burning, that they were aggressively doing those back burns to keep that ash out of that water reservoir.
Yeah. It's different agencies go through a lot to keep the water clean. And I really had no idea till I started working with Soil and Water all the work that goes into protecting our water.
So I'm surprised to hear. I knew that there were federal regulations. We've had a talk here recently on the show about our federal mandates and our national laws that were protecting our natural resources and our wildlife and our air and our water. But we need local laws. Is that true?
We do. Yeah, here in Greenville, we have our own stormwater policies here. And they were initiated about 2002 is when Greenville really first started getting on board with all of this clean water. And so Greenville County established a stormwater program in order to comply with that Clean Water Act that we were talking about in a few segments ago. And that has been revised as recently as 2015. So again, they keep up with it. But the purpose is to protect, maintain, and enhance the environment of Greenville County and the short-term and long-term public health, safety, and general welfare of the citizens of Greenville County.
Well, but, you know, we're growing, and so as we build the infrastructure and as more people come, more people will need clean water. So it's as simple as that.
That's all there is to it.
You know, I think Greenville County has done a really progressive and amazing job in sort of looking at their growth and just that. I mean, we talk about the 85 corridor. We talk about the astounding population figures and projected growth between Atlanta and Charlotte. And of course, Greenville's right in the middle of that. But one of the things that makes our community so attractive to industries and to families and to the growth that we're experiencing is our natural resources and the fact that this is a beautiful place to live with clean water, with clean air, with lots of recreational opportunities. So Greenville County has done a really great job, and Soil and Water Conservation District does an amazing job at educating and influencing those policy decisions so that we grow responsibly.
Yeah, and not only do we ensure that we have clean water, but it goes beyond that. You know, not maintaining your stormwater systems can cause flooding. It can cause damage to public and private property. Any of these developers that are coming in and looking at the land, you know, if stormwater is not properly managed, then it can have big effects on the land too. So in terms of business and economy, we also try to take good care of the water.
Yeah, you look at stormwater as far as affecting the land, you look at that on a scale writ large. What we had all those terrible storms last year in South Carolina, and farmers, there was all people
historic flooding,
and people who are not in urban areas, all areas were really affected, and people's livelihoods were affected by that.
Absolutely. From downtown Charleston out in, you know, Lawrence County and everything in between, everybody got impacted, whether they were urban, suburban, or rural areas. Places that had not seen that kind of flooding in over 100 years, over a century or more. And so, again, your local conservation districts, your USDA farm bureaus, and your extension offices were there to have that response to those emergency situations.
Yeah, and there's a lot that you as a citizen can do to help keep the water levels at bay, not only keep it clean, but, you know, maintain the water on your property. So if you are a property owner and you have stormwater falling on your property, which you haven't recently in the past few months, but overall there's likely some rain that falls where you live, but you do have responsibilities for maintaining that water.
And septics too. If you are somebody that's not plugged into the city water system or the municipal water systems and you're on septic or on well water, you also have a responsibility because that can be very impactful as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So as a property owner, something that you can do or not do rather is blocking the flow of water or diverting the water. So if you want to change the natural path of a waterway on your property, that you have to, it's got to get permitted. It has to be approved by the Army Corps of Engineers. Then they take this whole water thing very seriously.
Yes,
so
they do.
Even if you didn't know that rediverting the creek was bad, they can come and slap you with some pretty hefty fines. So
I was going to mention that, you know, people who think, oh, you know, I've got this creek running through my property. Let me just dam it off, or, you know, I'll make a little pond or something. Army Corps of Engineers will frown upon that.
Yeah, so let the water flow where it's going to flow unless you have it properly permitted, and don't divert water from your property to another property. If you don't like the beautiful river running through your backyard, you can't just divert it to your neighbor's yard, unfortunately.
That's right. These are shared resources. And so, again, one of the phrases we like to say is everyone lives downstream. But it is absolutely positively true. So these are shared resources. Even if they run through my personal property, it's not, I don't have carte blanche ownership over these types of resources.
Yeah, that's right. And even if you think you're doing good, if you want to do a stream bank restoration project, if you really want to help your stream bank, you still have to get a permit through the Army Corps of Engineers, even for small streams. But that's something, luckily, the Soil and Water Conservation District, that's something that we can help with, is helping you come up with designs and alternatives for your water on your property.
Yeah, and that sometimes if there's flooding, that will cause the erosion and it will erode the stream bank, and that can be a problem.
Yeah. Yes, it can. And it's also important if you've got ditches in your yard, you know, or storm drains in your neighborhood, make sure that your property is clear of trash, debris, and fallen trees. That very easily gets washed into the drain, floods the drains, then you have flooding all up and down your street, and water's not going where it's supposed to go.
So you mentioned contacting your Soil and Water Conservation District and having you guys help us make those important educated decisions. So if I was in a homeowner in a homeowners association, could I invite Soil and Water to come out and give a talk?
Absolutely. Oh, we will talk to anybody that'll listen to us.
Talk.
Oh, yeah. And so how do I get a hold of you again?
YuckyDucky.com, SaturdaySplash.com. We have all the web resources. No, but if you, we can always come out, give us a call, send us an email, and we're happy to come out and look at your property or talk to your homeowner group or your school group or anything like that. Anything we can do to help educate you, the public.
And, you know, one of the other things the county's doing, it is stormwater related in the end, is we have a pet. Do you know we have a pet waste ordinance here in Greenville County?
Huh, I did not.
Yes, you
it's
have.
It's new.
It's fairly new. It's in the past, what, year,
about
year
a year
and a half?
Old, yeah.
Yep. And what it requires you to pick up after your pet. So if you are walking your dog on public property or on someone else's property, you must have a pet waste bag with you.
Yeah, you have to have a bag if you're walking your dog.
Mm-hmm. Or
you
can be fined.
Yeah.
So it's not just about being a good neighbor, but that's actually about breaking the law.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, and it's about keeping pet waste out of our water because, once again, stormwater, rain flows right over it, brings all that bacteria into the river.
You know, and I really do appreciate it, not only keeping our water clean, but when I go out to have a picnic and I spread my blanket out on that beautiful green lawn down there at Falls Park, there's nothing more discouraging than to step in a big pile.
You call that discouraging? That's really, really, let's see,
I appreciate
polite and mild.
I really appreciate those folks that are keeping with the laws now and picking up after their pets.
Sure, sure. Well, if you want to know more about these laws, Greenville County's website, greenvillecounty.org, has a wealth of knowledge about waste. The pet waste ordinance is on there. There's a property owner's guide to stormwater. So if you've got any kind of questions like that, Clemson Extension's a great research resource. Soil and Water is a great resource. So check us out. Thank you, Patricia, for being our guest today on Saturday Splash.
It's always a pleasure.
We're wrapping up, but until next time, you're listening to the Saturday Splash on 94.5 WGTK The Answer.